Good morning. I'm Elizabeth Harrison in Providence. Rhode Island's economy cooled down in the first 2 months of this year. That according to a University of Rhode Island economist. And as Rhode Island Public Radio's Catherine Welch reports, the slowdown comes just as the state's economy was starting to get its mojo back.
URI professor Len Ladero says a wide swath of the state's economy was just starting to cook in the back half of last year. But in January and February, that growth cooled off. Ladero says sluggish retail sales and an uptick in unemployment claims have him worried.
We did better than we had, and now it's slowing down along with the U.S. So we need to earn success and more rapid growth. We need to change ourselves. It's not going to happen mysteriously.
Ladero blames Rhode Island's economic slowdown to high gas prices, an increase in the payroll tax, and a lack of state leadership. Catherine Welch, Rhode Island Public Radio.
State lawmakers take a break from the statehouse this week for the annual spring recess before returning for the final weeks of the legislative session. That's when many of the biggest votes will be taken. The Senate is expected to take up same-sex marriage, and gun control will also be on the agenda along with the state budget. Lawmakers usually wrap up their final business in June. A winter moratorium on utility shutoffs ends today unless the Rhode Island Public Utilities Commission votes this morning to extend it. Maggie Rogers from the anti-poverty organization the George Wiley Center says she thinks the timing is ironic, with concern over Providence's Superman building going dark.
There's a lot of conversation about that and how symbolically it's wrong, and, you know, even though it's empty, it's important to have some lights on. And I'm thinking, and yet all these households that could be in the dark and so little attention paid to it.
National Grid reports there were over 7,000 gas shutoffs and 11,000 electricity shutoffs in Rhode Island last year. For the past several years, the moratorium has been extended to May 1st. A vote is scheduled for this morning on another extension. In Portsmouth, town officials are raising legal objections to a plan to put tolls on the Saconnet River Bridge. Portsmouth town solicitor Kevin Gavin has written to state officials. According to the Newport Daily News, he claims an environmental impact statement is needed before any toll can be approved for the bridge. Many residents and business owners have complained the tolls represent an unfair financial burden, but lawmakers approved the new tolls, which are slated to take effect this summer. The money will help pay for bridge maintenance. And today is Patriots Day. If you're a runner, you know that means it's also Marathon Day in Boston. Organizers say about 27,000 runners will head to the starting line this morning at 10 o'clock. They're expecting perfect running weather, cool 40s for the start of the race, and getting up into the 50s this afternoon. This is the 117th running of the Boston Marathon.